Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, the left took one more critical step yesterday to letting their hero, Luigi Mangione, walk free again before he's got gray in his hair.
Yeah.
And mark my words, that guy will still be young when he walks out the door. But these things can't be done in a day. They have to be done gradually. What that judge did yesterday was a major assist for Mangione. The first-degree murder charges, and I don't see how this is anything other than first-degree murder. That's what the outrage is here. I mean, when you plan something, it's first-degree murder. Second-degree murder is a guy says something at a bar, makes you mad, you turn around, clock him, he hits his head on the bar and dies. That's second-degree murder. It's a heat-of-the-moment thing. And our laws have always, going back to colonial times, going back to England, distinguished between the two very clearly, and one that is planned. When you stalk the CEO of a company, sneak up behind him and to shoot him, that is not second-degree murder at all. But they had to get it there. So yesterday they dismissed the terrorism charges. The first degree murder, the way they had set up the charge, the first degree murder charge was predicated on the terrorism charge. They said, well, the judge said, well, it's not terrorism. So in throwing out the terrorism charge, which was the headline, they also threw out the first degree murder charge, which is what should have been the headline. So this judge yesterday just essentially made sure that Luigi Mangione will not spend the rest of his life in prison. And that is an absolute outrage. Once you start getting into second-degree murder charges, Lee, that becomes problematic. But for a couple of reasons. If you don't have a criminal history when you face a second-degree murder charge, murder charge sounds very scary, like very serious, but it's not when it's second degree. You could be looking at anywhere from 5 to 15 years in prison. And then it depends on what degree that the jury wants to return, if we can even get a liberal jury to convict this guy, which at this point, I'm not sure that we can. But second degree, this guy, he ain't going to do 20 years, guarantee it. I'd be surprised if he does 10. So they're just walking this back. And I guarantee by the time it's done, by the time the jury gets the instructions here, it's going to be a lesser degree of second degree murder. In other words, they're going to be, you know, manslaughter to various shades of it. People, it would shock you how few years you get for it. Then you throw the judge in, light sentencing. I would predict right now, just given what happened yesterday, and the fact this is a New York courtroom, I don't see, no way a guy does 20 years. There's absolutely no way. I'd be shocked if he does 10.
No, it's just an embarrassment to the family.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine what this must be like for the wife and the kids?
No.
He was just the CEO. All he did was be a capitalist.
No.
Now, look, I don't like Obamacare. Republicans don't like Obamacare. That's why none of them voted for it. And, you know, it makes you broke on purpose, especially if you're middle class or up. They literally, I'll never forget this, Investor's Business Daily. They set it so the really heavy back-breaking fees and costs kick in at exactly the income level where people begin voting Republican in the majority. I mean, it was brilliant. But, you know, I think Luigi Mangione is young enough, he doesn't remember any of that. So he just went and killed the guy. And we know what's so crazy about the way that he killed him to me is the part of the manifesto that says, well, I don't really understand the healthcare industry, but I'll leave that to other people who do.
No.
He didn't even take the time to deeply study, you know, what he believed or didn't believe or figure it out. It was just a big corporation. That was the CEO, and that was good enough for a Marxist, which is what he is. So look, they're well on their way to springing this guy, and they knew that yesterday. They knew that yesterday on Blue Sky, and if you want to see what assassination culture looks like, go on Blue Sky right now and click on, you know, they have keywords on the side, click on Luigi Mangione. So you can read just the Luigi Mangione post and go look at, they are incredible people celebrating. I mean, it's post after post after post. One of them was I read earlier, Luigi Mangione being paroled in time to be a handsome, active, gray-haired older man in a Cialis ad. He didn't go have gray in his hair when he's paroled. He's not. Not with what they're doing now with the second-degree murder charges. They're celebrating, and there is no post here that is not positive about him. None. I can't find one. I've been scrolling all morning. And you should just see it. So I want people to understand what we're up against, Lee. I don't think we properly appreciate how homicidal a significant segment of the left is.
Well, I mean, if you look at the evidence of the past few weeks, we have children in a church that were shot and killed by leftists. You have a CEO killed by a leftist there. And now we have a major, you know, social media, political and theological influencer shot and killed by a leftist.
Yeah, they're all leftists. And you know what's driving me nuts right now? They're doing this all over these cable channels, claiming, well, look, we didn't do all of this whining and complaining in Minnesota when, you know, that guy went and shot a bunch of Democrats. We didn't care when you guys shot us. Well, that wasn't us.
No.
That's a big lie. What they didn't report about him, and this is the guy who shot the, I guess, their speaker and two other Democrat politicians.
Who survived. But
who survived.
Two dead, yeah.
What? Number one, he was a Democrat. Number two, he was appointed by Tim Walz, Democrat governor, to a committee. Number three, he was really, really clear. Yes, I happen to be pro-life, but the reason I did this is because he believes, this is what he said, he believed that Tim Walz, who he thought was his friend, wanted him to kill a bunch of people who stood in the way of Tim Walz becoming a U.S. senator. That's why he said, in all seriousness, he wrote a manifesto, he wrote a letter explaining, I'm doing this to help Tim Walz. He believed Tim Walz was asking him to do it. That did not get reported by the mainstream
media. Well, of course not.
Media. And the police there, that was written, was interesting. That was written in a letter he left in his car, like a confession letter explaining why he did it. It was to help Tim Walz and blah, 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 blah. In other words, him being a very good Democrat, right?
Right.
In his mind. He's obviously crazy, right? I mean, so this, to the extent you can take anything from that, he's obviously crazy. But what's so pernicious is when they release parts of it, those parts that he wrote in that letter, they held back. To make him look like, well, you know, this guy must be a right winger. That's it. It's a right winger. Just going after Democrats. Mm-hmm. No. But even yesterday on CNN, they were using it like, well, you know, when you guys come shoot us up, we don't. No, that's not us. That is not comparable to what just happened to Charlie Kirk. Don't even pretend it is. I mean, what happened to Charlie Kirk is cut and dry. I mean, you've got the suspect's own mother saying he was radicalized in left wing. You've got his friends saying he was radicalized in left wing. You've got what he wrote. He was very clear about why he killed Charlie Kirk. He was absolutely unequivocal about it. It's not hard. That he said that he felt that he was too hateful and that he was just, you know, you can't argue with that kind of hate. Very simple. I've had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated, he wrote. All right. Negotiated with. Very clear. Crystal clear, in fact. But we're going to play this game. So, Texter writes, they claim conservatives didn't want to complain about murders in Minnesota, but I don't remember the liberal left mourning the loss. Oh, they did. No. They did the whole play acting like we had done this and they were under attack. No, they did all of that, leaving out several, as I said a few minutes ago, key details there. So
always wanting to spin the narrative.
Yeah, spin the narrative. Meanwhile, speaking of spinning the narrative, this is very interesting. Trump, as you know, is over in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Melania looks fantastic this morning.
She always does.
Oh, I know, but I love that purple hat. It's really cool. But anyway, Trump is basically going to collide at some point with Keir Starmer, who is now rounding up people. There was massive free speech demonstration, so big that the police couldn't stop him this weekend. And that comes on the heels of Graham Linehan, the comedian who was here in America when he wrote, you know, basically things saying that boys shouldn't be in bathrooms with girls and boys who identify as trans shouldn't be on sports teams, flies into the UK, gets arrested, is still there. The reason that that is significant is they arrested him in London and he is an Irish citizen. He is not a citizen of the UK. So what that is that's the UK asserting, hey, we have a right to arrest citizens of other countries if we want. For things they say. And the fact that he said them in America is huge. Anyway, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens because Linehan, who is now in jail, is asking for asylum in America. So, as a political dissident, not from Russia or Cuba or China, but from the UK.
Our ally.
Our ally. By the way,
I'm sure he'll have lots of Democrats wanting to visit him somewhere and, you know, have tequila and tacos with him.
Well, he stood outside the court with a sign that said, keep men out of women's sports. And what you're watching in the UK is the views of Tyler Robinson, where if you don't affirm, they're going to be at your door. If you argue with them, they're going to be at your door to arrest you. It's already happened 3,000 times since 2023. So this is what we're up against in this country. And it could easily go the other way if they win again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know what you need? Love that. Sorry, I hear music and I get in the Christmas season. You need tickets to hear that band, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's really more than a band. It's a beautiful orchestra. December 12th, two appearances at Bon's Course, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Or you can call right now to win tickets. So our second giveaway today, we'll have another one tomorrow. We'll take the first caller to 800-905-0989 to win the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. Or again, you could break down and buy them. 800-905-0989. Okay, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Morning Tarot, one arrows. Not yet implemented is the Marxist, in the Marxist quiver is the killing of one of their own and shifting the blame toward us. Yeah, I'm on the lookout for that. If there's a way, let me put it this way. If they have a way to engineer that, they will at this point. They desperately need a both sides line because they're losing here, folks. They're losing here. And again, what we're living through is a radical Marxist revolution on the Democrat side. Now, they've been inching up to it for years, don't get me wrong. But what is happening is they are becoming more and more and more radical. If you study Marxist revolutions around the globe, it is always done by a minority that does not have enough support to win at the ballot box. There is always a component of violence to it. And that's what you're seeing. And that component of violence doesn't last 6 months or 2 years. It goes on for 20 years. It's a buildup process. If you're new to listening to me, you haven't heard this. If you've been listening for a while, I've been telling you for a very long time, the Democrat Party is following the Russian Revolution model over 20 years. How do you get... And I think the reason they picked that model instead of, say, the Chinese one is very simple. Because this is an armed society, a heavily armed society with many former military in it. Marxists know they cannot win a ground war for Marxism. Same as in Russia. So what do? Terror. Use terror. In the case of the Russian Revolution, it started with a war on cops. Exactly like the Summer of Love. Became very popular to walk up to cops and throw acid in their faces, assault them, and then eventually the torture squads would just show up at their homes. And this was very, very popular. Of course, there were the riots and the protests, very much like the Summer of Love, the burning of businesses, the beating of individuals, that kind of thing. And they actually had a group you could donate to. And everybody did, like Black Lives Matter, which was responsible for $2 billion worth of damage. The most damage from a single event, besides the political war in U.S. and the civil war in U.S. history. Democrats did that. We didn't do that. We don't do those things. We don't burn innocent people's businesses because we're mad. We don't do that. That's them. By the way, that's the insurance industry estimate for what they paid out industry-wide for the Summer of Love. So what happened? Well, there was this party called the Cadet Party, and they were kind of moderate, but they weren't Marxist. And they went along with it. And so these Marxist terror squads became heroes to a certain percentage of the population. And what they were doing in the beginning was they were just, you know, beating police officers, throwing acid in their faces, protesting outside their homes. And they were getting donations to do this. And the Cadet Party, which when all of this started, it controlled the Russian parliament, the Cadet Party donated to them. Paid them money. Figured, well, you know, if we pay them money, they'll leave us alone. Target. Walmart. You know, we'll just give them $200 million. They'll leave us alone. And they did in the beginning. And got worse and worse and worse and worse. They developed an assassination culture. They killed 22,000 people, mostly one by one by one. They'd go to your home, torture you in front of your kids and your spouse if you opposed them in any way. They started by targeting law enforcement, as we saw during the Summer of Love. But then they quickly spread. So like if you were a juror and you voted to convict one of them, well, they'd show up at your home. You were the judge. They'd show up at your home. Speak out against them. Show up at your home. You might have a gun, but they did too. And they were popular. And then after a while, they weren't so popular, but everybody feared them so much. No one spoke in public. See how this works? Now, there was a version of this. This is historic. 100 million people in the last century died this way, according to Harvard. And Marxist revolutions. Charlie Kirk's just the latest. There's nothing new under the sun here. There's a version of this that happened during the Weimar Republic, with the brown shirts and the black shirts. And black shirts were the communists, the brown shirts were the Nazis. Ultimately, the socialists. They didn't call themselves Nazis. The New York Times actually made up the term Nazi. If you had been in Nazi Germany and called a Nazi Nazi, they'd be like, what? Who? What are you talking about? And the reason they made up the moniker Nazi, the name Nazi, the New York Times made it up, was because they called themselves the National Socialist German Workers Party. So whenever the New York Times didn't want anybody to know they were socialists, i.e. left-wingers. So they just changed the name. But they didn't call themselves Nazis. And so the socialists, on the one hand, were in the streets. And if you tried to speak, particularly political speech, without their permission, they would beat the tar out of you. They might burn your house down. They might destroy your business. Doesn't that sound like the Summer of Love? Now, the communists would do the same thing. And sometimes the communists would do it to the Nazis. Well, I don't want to call them Nazis because that's not who they really were. They were the National Socialist German Workers Party. Sometimes they would do it to the communists. They'd have street brawls. But they were both in agreement that anybody who wasn't them should not be speaking politically, and people stopped. Eventually, the socialists would win. Hitler would come to power, and the brown shirts would be absorbed into the Nazi movement and then eventually serve in a police-like capacity. This has all been done before, folks. This has all been done before. So this is the part where we decide. Is it going to be like the Cadet Party in Russia? Are we going to let them intimidate us? Or is this going to be a one-off? And they're the ones have to slink away in shame. We don't know yet. We don't know the answer to this. So far, things are going well because we have free speech. We have the internet. We have X. We have social media, something that they did not have in pre-Nazi Germany, that they did not have during the Russian Revolution. By the way, you should know about the cadets. You ever heard of them before? K-A-D-E-T. Look them up. You know, the ones who thought they could just accommodate in both sides this. The ones who thought, well, you know, we'll just donate some money and they'll leave us alone. And they did for a while. The Marxists did leave them alone for a while. But when they eventually got enough power toward the end of the revolution, which lasted 20 years. Yeah, they killed the cadets that didn't manage to flee for their lives to another country. And there was no more cadet party because they were all dead or they had defected in terror. That's what happens when you accommodate these people. But they start off like really cool and really hip. And, you know, during the time, female torture squad leaders in Russia, they were on trading cards. They were very, very popular. So, and that's what's going on Blue Sky this morning. You could see it's like a rerun of the Russian Revolution. And they're torn between Luigi Mangione, who they love, and talking about how it's not fair that Tyler Robinson is not as loved as Luigi Mangione because he's not as good looking. And should we really, you know, shouldn't we love them equally? And I mean, it's just, it's crazy debate going on over there, but they're all in agreement. This is fantastic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
With a straight face... Caitlin Collins, CNN. Tells Senator Ted Cruz, we've no idea what the motive was for the Charlie Kirk shooting. We're just, no way to know. No way to know. Now, keep in mind, this is the same Caitlin Collins who had to apologize when she tweeted a link so that you could donate to the Luigi Mangione Legal Fund. Help Luigi get out of prison for stone cold murder. So that's where Caitlin Collins is coming from. I'm amazed she still has a job. But yeah, so CNN anchor sitting there straight faced with Ted Cruz arguing, there's no way we can know what the motive was in the Charlie Kirk killing.
You said a lot there, and we don't have a motive yet. We don't know yet. We're waiting. Obviously, we've heard what the governor's had to say, what the FBI director said today.
Come on, we don't have a motive yet.
We know.
We don't have a motive yet.
What's
really
happening with...
Really, that's CNN's position?
I mean, from law enforcement,
he just happened,
Senator,
to fire the gun in celebration. You can't tell the motive.
Senator, that's not what I said. And I said law enforcement hasn't laid out a direct motive. They've laid out a lot of evidence here of these messages and what
actually
the
they have.
Said
they've said that he was a left-wing activist who hated Charlie Kirk.
So did his mom.
Pardon?
Senator, with all due respect, you know exactly what I'm saying. I'm not arguing with you politically. I'm saying that law enforcement has not put a specific motive. You know that there's a difference of what they're putting in a legal
they
argument
have. That
than what you're talking about. And you're not even we're not even arguing about the facts
what
here.
What you just said is false,
Senator.
Caitlin, facts. Hold on a second. Let me answer your statement, because what you said is factually
Senator, with
false.
All due respect.
Law enforcement.
With all due respect, you're
don't
putting
want facts.
A lot of statements
okay, go ahead,
that
go,
I did
give
not
speech.
Say. And I want to get back to...
Oh, she knows we should do it. That's why she tweeted the Luigi Mangione legal fund. God forbid he should have to use his trust fund. Remember how rich he is to pay for his legal bills when he's a folk hero. Folks, you know what they're doing right now? This is a psychological operation they're running on us. And their media is doing it. They are, and you got to admire them for this. They're at the lowest point in their popularity in 50 years. And yet they're trying to keep the assassination culture that is key to their Marxist revolution alive and intact on the left, all while appearing normal. And it was genius the way that they did it yesterday. Of the more than 10,000 clips that I've amassed over my talk radio lifetime, it's amazing looking at these folders. This would be top 10 most insane yesterday. The same network where Caitlin Collins, fan of Luigi Mangione, insists we can't possibly know why Tyler Robinson shot Charlie Kirk. We can't know. They trotted out Montel Williams, you know him, to give his expert psychological analysis, a big, very, you know, popular talk show host, to give his psychological analysis of why Tyler Robinson was, of course, forced to shoot Charlie Kirk. It was love. Yeah, it was love. Listen to this and I'll tell you what he's doing.
Talking about a love-torn child, a kid. This is probably his first real relationship. And somebody was disparaging the person that he loved. He sat on that building for 30 minutes before he took the shot. Why did he wait until the first word trans came up? Then he took the shot.
You think he heard it? He could hear it?
I think he could hear it. I think he also, I don't believe he was motivated politically. I think this was motivated emotionally.
Do you remember the first time you were in love? And then a really mean person says something that hurts the person you love. It was emotional. He's just in love. He's just a child. I mean, 22 years old, but
Talking about a love-torn child, a kid. This is probably his first real relationship, and somebody was disparaging the person that he loved.
Hear the righteousness in his voice. Somebody was disparaging the person he loved. So Charlie Kirk deserved it. Yep, folks, this is low-key. He's not Montel Williams. He's talking to the base, okay? This was a love story, not an assassination. Come on, you know what it's like to be in love. What are they doing here? That was the third time yesterday this argument was made. So it's part of the talking points. They're keeping assassination culture alive. The message is sometimes when you're a bully, you get killed. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes the left might kill you. We got the same message from Clemson this week. They fought tooth and nail to keep those three employees, including the two professors, and to establish a new beachhead, arguing, and yes, they were forced, and it was only because they were forced. They were forced to finally fire them. They tried to save them in every way they could, the Clemson leadership. Well, we'll just, you know, we'll pull them out of the classroom, but can we keep them? Please, 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 can we keep them? Please. No, and what they were arguing, what was all of that about? It's the same thing with Montel Williams. Well, it's legitimate to debate whether in some cases you right-wingers should be killed. That's a legitimate political position. And that kind of debate should be protected. This should be part of the debate. Now, we're not saying we want to kill you all the time yet. But what we are saying is that if you go in public and you say certain things, and you're a Nazi fascist Nazi, and we're in the middle of a political takeover by Nazi fascist Nazis, is it, you know, okay to kill you every once in a while? That's the value the Clemson leadership was standing for. No, don't tell me they weren't. They were. And that's what Montel Williams is low-key arguing there. Not to us. We're not going to buy that argument. It's to the base. To the base. Clemson tried the leadership to set the new marker. The debate over who should be killed is a legitimate one. We can speak it, and you still have a right to keep your jobs. Think about what they did, okay? Yes, they ended up firing them, but first they argued, oh, it was First Amendment, now we can't fire them. Then it was, okay, we'll give you one scalp, we'll fire one of them, but we're going to keep the other two, but don't worry, we're not going to put them in the classroom for a while, but we're going to keep them. They fought so dang hard, And then when it got too much, your calls, your emails, and the alumni withholding, you know, donations, I'm sure that happened. They had to let him go. They tried so hard. You know what all these people are doing from the Clemson leadership, who are obviously leftist? Montel Williams, Matt Gutman, Caitlin Collins. They're gaslighting you. They're mocking you. They're keeping the assassination culture alive for another day. For another day. They don't care if it lives on our side. They want it to live on their side. These low-key justifications. Look how mean Charlie Kirk was. He hurt the feelings of a 22-year-old child who was just in love. He was just in love. Well, the mainstream media is raising the alarm, and it's good news. Trump has been so successful at deportations that more than a million people are gone. Illegal immigrants, I mean. And the Associated Contractors of America and the National Center for Construction Education Research is now whining and complaining that they can't find workers. What they mean is legal workers. What they're really whining and complaining about is they can't break the law. Poor babies. And it's so bad that they're now having to revert, they say, to using H-2B visa program holders. But the problem, they're saying, is Congress hit the cap for H-2B visa allowances at just 66,000, and they need workers. And they don't know what to do. In fact, a survey showed 10% of firms are now using H-2B visa program holders, like the visas, to replace the workers. They don't say illegal immigrants, but that's what they mean. They say Trump has been, you know, too successful at these roundups. Contractors in Georgia, Virginia, Alabama, Nebraska, and South Carolina were more likely to be impacted by immigration enforcement. Yeah, this is why Henry McMaster will not deputize all of our state law enforcement employees. This is why they run around in circles trying to explain themselves, that administration, but they can't. This is why they want to keep breaking the law, these employers. But I'm here to tell you, folks, do you realize what they're complaining about? They're complaining because we're following the law and they don't get to break it. And they're complaining and whining. Folks, the first job that I had out of college, I went through one of those employment agencies. I was a secretary at a large industrial scale construction company in Charlotte called Shelco. If you live there, you know it. It's a huge company. And I was the one I was the secretary. Handled a lot of the workflow work orders. And you know who did the work most of it back then? This is going to be crazy. Americans. Yes, there were illegal immigrants, but they were the minority. They were like, get this, American bricklayers, skilled American labor. And you know what's weird about that? Like, we built stuff and people could afford to move in and they could afford to lease it. And we built big office buildings. I was proud to be a part of it. It was kind of cool. But they were white Americans and they were black Americans and they were good at what they did. And if they weren't, they got fired quickly. I remember a lot of contractors got replaced. They didn't get it done. And I remember too, ICE would show up occasionally. They weren't called ICE yet. They were back then, they were called the INS. They would show up and occasionally the roughly, I don't know, I'm guessing something like 5% of those on the site would go running across the highway. And that was always dangerous because sometimes they'd get hit. And so they, you know, eventually it was a problem. They'd have to warn them like, hey, don't run that way, run that way. Not me, but the company. But you could see how many illegals we had when INS showed up, and they did occasionally. Or the rumor was more like the rumor would get started. They were here, but they weren't. And they'd go running. It was very few. Americans worked on our sites then. And the strangest thing, stuff got built and Americans got paid and it worked. Now, tell me, why can't we do that again? They don't say in their press release.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.